This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 12th, 2025. The Bella Vista Radio Club, VVRC, in Northwest Arkansas, an ARRL special service club, found a good outreach opportunity with the NWA Maker Faire held Saturday, September 6, 2025. The event touts that it brings together creators, innovators, and DIY enthusiasts to showcase their projects, share ideas, and show us all what the future can be. BVRC is a large club and found a lot of interest quickly, said club member James Bennett, KA5DVS, who organized the radio presence at the event. I made announcements at the monthly BVRC meetings, and several club members volunteered to help in planning, supplying equipment and other needs, as well as staffing that booth. The club visited with over 100 people who stopped by their booth. Most were familiar with or at least very curious about ham radio, noted Bennett. However, we also heard a few comments such as, is anyone still doing ham radio? And they thought that was only used by truckers years ago. So there is a bit of an information gap on ham radio within the Maker community. And this is mirrored by the surprisingly low number of hams familiar with the Maker movement. Radio clubs are vital to the growth of amateur radio. ARRL has declared 2026 to be the year of the club, and radio clubs such as BVRC will be a central focus of support next year. They are on the front lines of sharing amateur radio with their communities. Bennett feels that last weekend's booth was a good use of time to do so. Maker Faires are an outstanding venue for presenting ham radio and for ham clubs to engage with the Maker community, one that is filled with technically oriented folks who love tinkering, hacking, and building. For more information on the BVRC, visit their website, BellaVistaRadioClub.org. Amateur radio volunteers serving in the ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, and the National Weather Service Skywarn program were active over the weekend. They were serving their communities in New England as tornado-worn storms moved across New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Five EF1 tornadoes struck the central Massachusetts communities of Paxton, Holden, Berlin, and Stowe. A squall line of severe thunderstorms that would eventually have embedded tornadoes in central Massachusetts swept across the region as well. Skywarn nets activated on repeaters across the area. Reports came in rapidly of downed trees and wires, as well as hail up to 3/4 of an inch in diameter in western Massachusetts, with radio amateurs sharing critical damage reports from this area. In addition, reports of damage were received in all of the tornado path areas in near real time. It had been a below-normal 2025 severe weather season, with only one large-scale severe weather event in July across Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts, said Rob Macedo, KDI1CY, ARRL Eastern Massachusetts Section Coordinator and Skywarn Coordinator. That all changed on September 6th. Southern New England averages 2 tornadoes per year. The 6 states of New England average 8 tornadoes per year, and there had been none in 2025 until Saturday 9/6, when 2/3 of the average year total occurred. This outbreak also put Southern New England above average for tornadoes in the 2025 season. All active Skywarn nets were secured around 6:30 p.m. Saturday. Andrew Locato, lead meteorologist for the NWS Norton, Massachusetts office, commented, "Thanks to the entire team for all of the reports today. The complete summary of the severe weather in Southern New England can be seen on the WX1 Box website." As the tornadoes that struck Massachusetts on September 6, 2025 demonstrate, you need to be ready for an emergency ahead of time. Radio amateurs were able to serve their communities at the National Weather Service because they were prepared. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has released a list of supplies to keep in an emergency supply kit, which includes things like food, water, medications, a first aid kit, and other useful items, but hams may want to take it a step further. ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, says that hams should make sure their stations are resilient. Have a battery backup or alternative means of power. The grid may go down. Make sure all your antennas are functional and that you have backups in case they are damaged. And it may be a good idea to keep a few balans and some spools of wire around to quickly erect wire antennas if needed, he said. In addition to having these items, Johnson says to test and exercise equipment throughout the year. Consider your emergency gear, getting it out, and doing a shakedown of it during a Parks on the Air operation. It puts your station to the test, gets you active on the air, and can be a fun activity done year-round. Find out more information about the resilience and preparedness through amateur radio, and to see the FEMA checklist, visit www.arrl.org/ARES. are the results of our recent section manager nominations period for the term beginning January 1st, 2026, and declared elected with no opposition. New section managers are in Michigan, Ralph Katz, AA8RK, and in Santa Barbara, Keith Elliott, W6KME. In Alabama, Dennis Littleton, K4DL. In Alaska, David Stevens, KL7EB. In Delaware, Steve Keller, KC3DSO. In East Bay, Mike Patterson, W6JGA. In Kansas, Ron Cohen, KB0DTI. In New Mexico, Bill Mader, K8TE. In Tennessee, David Thomas, KM4NYI. And in Western Massachusetts, Ray LaJoy, AA1SE. The ARRL Field Organization is the grassroots core that make up the 60,000 volunteers among ARRL membership. It is divided into 71 sections. Each section is led by a volunteer section manager who is nominated and voted on by the members of the section. Section managers serve two-year terms. Battleship Iowa Amateur Radio Association's BIARA NI6BB will celebrate the U.S. Navy's 250th birthday with radio operations on October 4th through the 19th, 2025. Frequencies will be on or near those listed on the front page of the BIARA.org Battleship Iowa Amateur Radio Association webpage. Modes will be at the discretion of the individual control operators manning NI6BB. Operating hours are expected to be between 1400 and 2400 UTC. That's 0700 and 1900 local Pacific time. QSLs will be available per the detailed instructions found on the website. For more information, please contact W6HB at BIARA.org. The Northern Panhandle Amateur Radio Club in Wheeling, West Virginia will operate W8ZQ POWMIA Awareness Special Event Station on September 20th, 2025. Operation will begin at 1300 UTC in the general class portions of the 20 and 40 meter bands. The event honors National POWMIA Recognition Day, a time to remember prisoners of war, POW, and those who are missing in action, MIA, as well as their families. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The ARRL DXCC program has two stations added to the list with satellite endorsements. What makes these two special is that they are the first from their respective countries. Sudan TA4SO is the first ARRL DXCC holder from Turkey, and MAX EI6KC is the first from Ireland. Congratulations to both. On September 19th, there are four CubeSats scheduled to be deployed from the ISS. They are GHS-01, Dragonfly, STARS ME-2, and RSP-03. The frequencies have not been published yet. One satellite will have APRS. One will take digital recordings and repeat them over an analog FM transponder. We will have more information as it becomes available. Finally, everyone likes a challenge. AMSAT Spain and URE have organized their fifth AM1SAT biennial contest. The goal is to make the longest satellite contact on a LEO satellite only. This allows the contest to be available to hams worldwide. There are many LEO satellites to choose from, and you never know when that one contact you make is going to put you in this year's record book. The dates for this are September 15th through the 21st. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, September 13th through the 14th, it's the ARRL EME contest, CW phone and digital. Also on the 13th and 14th, the WAEDX contest, single sideband and phone. September 13th, Africa FT4DX contest, digital. September 14th as well, the North American Sprint, that's CW. September 15th, the RSGB FT4 contest, that's digital. September 18th, the BCC QSO party, CW phone and digital. And on September 20th through the 22nd, it's the ARRL 10 GHz and up contest, CW phone and digital. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming section, state, and division convention, September 12th through the 13th. It's the Slidell EOC Hamfest hosting the ARRL Louisiana State Convention. That's in Slidell, Louisiana. September 19th through the 21st, the Duke City Hamfest hosting the ARRL New Mexico State Convention in Albuquerque, New Mexico. September 20th through the 21st, the Midwest Superfest hosting the ARRL Central Division Convention in Chillicothe, Illinois. And on September 27th, the ARRL Dakota Division Convention, that's in Moorhead, Minnesota. And don't forget to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, welcome and thanks to the Sumter County Aries in Webster, Florida, for airing the ARRL Audio News on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.